Well, this has been a stressful week, hasn't it? I follow the news avidly, trying to keep up with what's happening and what I should be doing, trying to work out in my head what on earth's going on and how life has changed so drastically in such a small space of time. The moving of this invisible virus has been quite frightening. And there's been a couple of times this week where I have felt at risk, or I felt that I've been a risk to others. I haven't got a cough or a fever, and I've taken my temperature and I'm below what I should be, so we should be all right. But just stay well away from the screen just in case. But it panicked me, and I'm sure it has some of you. And all the knock-on effects from this, from money, jobs, mortgages, isolation, food, it can all be very overwhelming. And it feels quite surreal. I mean, I keep expecting to wake up thinking this is all a dream. And who would have thought a few weeks ago we will be running virtual sermons and teachings. My last message was at Christmas, just before the new year, talking about the year gone past, talking as a church that we should be sort of aiming to meet more. And look at what we're doing now. I mean, it seems so strange, so quickly. Watching the news so much and being caught up in the overthinking has made me lose focus on the Lord. And it took a couple of posts on Facebook a couple of days ago reminded me of all that God had done in the past. Things like providing manna and water in the wilderness, feeding the 5,000, the 4,000, healing many, controlling the weather, casting out demons, defeating the devil and making a way for us to get to heaven, raising the dead, walking on water, and many, many more things. But also what people at the time were going through in those times. It was scary situations and scary and having, you know, most of the people having some sort of anxiety. But we are the church, and wherever we are at, on our own or with a few friends, we are still the church. And whether we be on top of Everest or in the middle of the Sahara, which is where some of us probably want to be, we'll still be church. And I believe that in times like this, we need to stand out and be available to be used by God to help people around us. God takes care of his people. Physically, we still go through stuff. Illness, heartache, testing times. But we are different. And we read in 1 Peter 2, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, to a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into marvellous light. Now, when you look back at the worst things that can happen to us, is that we'll be with the Lord. And it's reassuring to know that everything that we're going through, the worst that could be happening is the Lord will take us to be with him. And it's sort of reassuring in a scary sort of way. But it's nice to know. We are different. We should be standing out. It took a few of those comments on Facebook to actually wake me up to thinking, yeah, actually, you know, God's got things under control. I'm not saying we should put ourselves at risk, like some churches have done. And they've tried to continue to meet and been stopped by the police in America. And I think that would be irresponsible. But we should take care of ourselves and our loved ones. And we should also abide by what our government says. We read in Hebrews 13:17, obey those who rule over you, and be submissive, for they watch out over your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable to you. But we can be doing some things. We can be praying. We can be talking to each other over the phone and texting and using this program and seeing the need, looking after the most vulnerable and building each other up. If it took a couple of Facebook comments to actually bring me around, then just maybe a text or a phone call or a message or a post from you guys is enough to bring somebody else up. We need to encourage each other. We are a place as a church, a place for people the lost to run to. And we need to be sort of seen to be different, that they can see there's a difference in us, that we have a hope, that we are not frightened. And I think I probably failed last week in that, because I was very concerned with the things that I was being told and where the people I've been working with. And I probably didn't show that I had a hope which you know, is a shame. And hopefully this week will be a slightly differently. Our Lord is amazing, and he's still in control. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we read in Isaiah 41:8, "But thou, Israel, art my servant. Jacob, whom I've chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend, thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Yes, I know this was to Israel and the people of Israel, but we see God's character. We see how God treats his people and love for his people. And when we obviously accepted Jesus, we became the church, Christ's body. And he loves us so much that he gave Jesus, his son, for us, that we could become his church and his body. We see in Ephesians, "So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as the Lord does the church, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones." We see the world changing around us, new things happening, and hopefully we will all, you know, while we're all going through these scary, unknown, different things, we are different from the world. We know that God has a plan for us, and we know what he has accomplished. And church, we know this, is not it. We have an eternity ahead of us with Jesus. Why this is happening, we might not know, but God does. And he has allowed it to happen. And maybe he is preparing us for things to come. We read in Romans 8, "For as many," this is from verse 14, "for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that we shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who had subject the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to it, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what man seeth, why doth he yet hope for it? But if we hope that we see not, for what we see not, then we do, when But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." No, we don't know what's going on. We see these things happening. But we know that God's got it under control. And those things that we hope for, that we just don't understand, we gain patience with it. We know that God's working through it. And as we wait, these things will become clear. God, the Holy Spirit, he knows what's going on. And you know that he blessed his Holy Spirit. He dwells in us. And with that, you know, we can have a hope that he knows what's going on and he's dwelling in us, and we can find these things out. The scripture Susie kindly read to us reminds us to look after each other. "For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in word communicate unto him that teacheth in the good things." Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man soweth, shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Are we sowing to the flesh or to the Spirit? If we only look inward, we see the pride of life, and that's all we find. We are concerned with the fears and the things that are affecting around us, and we end up not looking out and seeing the needs of others. There is a reward in heaven when we look out for others more than ourselves. Those on the outside of the church are panic buying, stockpiling, and causing others, usually the more vulnerable, to go without. What surprised me when I went in the supermarket was how it wasn't just the essentials that had run out, but the wine and the soft drinks. Empty shelves. And it reminded me of those seagulls in Nemo going, "Mine, mine, mine, mine." I hope you've seen the film. Otherwise, I'm going to look pretty stupid there. But shouldn't we, as Christians, be the opposite? No, shouldn't we be give, 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 give? If God fed the 5,000 with loaves and 2 fishes and 12 baskets left over, it is not essential to stock up on 50 cans of beans, 10 bags of flour and 100 toilet rolls. Hebrews 13:16 says, "But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." A few more scriptures here to remind us of the things that sort of are expected of us. Philippians 2:3-4. "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others better than himself. For let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interests of others." And 1 John 3:16-17. "By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, that we also to lay down our life for our brethren. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him?" Acts 20:35. "I have shown you in every way by labouring like this that you must support the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, as he said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" And Proverbs 19:17. "He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given." John 15:12. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And Matthew 5:16. "Do not withhold good from those who it is due, but it is in your power of your hand to do so." There are many more, but we shouldn't be surprised, as God gave us everything in his Son. And if we are to follow his footsteps, people should be able to see the difference. In Galatians 6, in that last verse, 10, "Therefore we shall have opportunity. Let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith." Church, let's look out for each other. Let's be looking for the need of others. If you're struggling with something, please share with someone. If you can help, do. Or if you know somebody that can help, do. Let's pray for the protection and health for the youth and for the schools and for the frontline services and many more, like was prayed earlier. To find Christ as well. The most important thing for them through the situation is to find Christ, where they shall look to God and to his church. And maybe while we're washing our hands, instead of singing happy birthday, that we could be praying for somebody for those 20 seconds. And finally, you sort of rest assured he's looking after us. He loves us. So stay safe, keep reading, keep praying, keep loving. As we go through this week, I hope that I personally will be talking to people about the things that are going on. I can't think what it must be like for somebody who doesn't believe When we have God to rely on and we know that he's looking after us, whatever we go through, there's so many things ahead of time. Well, when we're gone, when we've been raptured, this world's going to be horrendous. And we know these times are coming. Maybe this is a great opportunity to actually be able to talk to people about the things that are coming ahead. You know, this is nothing compared to those things that are coming. And we should just take these opportunities to speak to people. It's probably the best thing we can do at the moment is not to see people, not to go and speak to people. We need to keep ourselves safe and our families safe. But we have this opportunity where we can now talk online. We can post, we can message, we can text. And we can put up some posts. And hopefully just reach those people out there in this situation. You know, we choose sometimes Christmas, that time of year when people are talking about Christmas and nativities and Jesus and baby Jesus and all those things. And we take the opportunity once a year to enable us to talk to people. Well, now we have a life-changing situation, a flu epidemic we've been able to measure and see how it's spread across this world. So quickly, and the effects of it in places like Italy where so many have died, and you can see, you know, the things to come, and it's nice to think that our government are actually trying to put these plans in place for us to stay safe. But let's not waste this opportunity. Let's start speaking out. we hope, you know, when we're meeting in church in that building, that, you know, I've always said a lighthouse on a hill, a place where we can, you know, be visible to people to actually shine a light out so they know where to come when they need us, when they need God. And we hope that people find us that way. But we're not there now. We're everywhere now. You know, we're meeting in our homes. We're staying in our homes and we're meeting online. So now we can have that challenge of actually getting that message out there through these other methods. But I hope you stay safe. And let's just close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you so much for just being there for us, Lord. And we know that whatever we're going through, that you are just there and you're working through those situations. Whether it be through exams, from school, not meeting up with friends, worrying about family in different places, not being able to travel to see them. Lord, our elderly and our vulnerable. Lord, for all those people on the front line, like Mark and such like, Lord, Matt and all those people that work like teachers. Father, we just pray right now that you'll just keep us safe and you'll just look after us. Lord, I pray that you'll enable us where we're at, whatever we're doing, to be able to communicate with people over the devices that we have, Lord, through those social media things that can be so bad, but now can be useful. And Lord, I pray that many will come to you through this situation. Lord, we just pray that you'll just enable us with the words to say, that you'll fill us with your Spirit. Lord, that you'll remind us that the Comforter is dwelling in us. Lord, that the power that you have, the Almighty that knows the beginning and the end, the Creator of the universe, Lord, you know what's going on and what's best for us. So, Lord, I pray that you'll just remind us to stay close to you, that you will just open your word to us, Lord. And, Lord, that you will just keep feeding us daily of your word and understanding of what a loving God you are and how you are working through these situations. Father, I pray that you as a provider will give what we need. And Lord, that you'll give some to us ample that we can give to some that haven't. Father, I pray that you would just move this virus out of the way, that it will be gone soon, Lord. And Father, that we can get back to some normality. But Father, I pray that you'll just work in our lives, Lord. That you'll just work through and allow this situation not to be in vain, that we can just share your love and share your word with the people that we we speak with. Father, we just thank you, Lord. I pray we use this time to have a rest, Lord, to build up strength and courage, Lord, to spend more time in your word, spend more time reading and praying, and spending more time online with people that we know. Lord, we just thank you for these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks, guys.